these new reforms, what exactly is being put in place, and how will they affect Australian filmmakers?
So the core of what's being put in place is we're seeing a drop in how much tax rebate via the producer offset that's being paid to filmmakers. Producer offset's really one of the key ways that local filmmakers fund their films, and it's a really key incentive for international producers to come and partner with local producers to make films. So this is being harmonised at the same level for TV, for online and film. But for filmmakers, that means that they're losing 10% of the budgets they used to have.
Now, $53 million, I assume, is probably, you know, being put towards making up that. But although it sounds like a lot of money for you or I, I'm sure I could do a lot of things with $53 million. In the context of the film industry as a whole, is this very much money?
It's really not. And once you dig into the what exactly that $53 million is about, it ends up being that only $33 million is going to Screen Australia. The other $20 million is going to the Australian Children's Television Foundation to make specifically children-oriented programming. And $33 million is going to be spent on a mixture of film, but also television and also children's programming by Screen Australia. So the amount of that money that's going to trickle into filmmakers to make up for that 10% loss is actually going to be quite a small amount, and it's certainly not going to cover the gap that's growing in budgets.
So what are some of the concerns that are being raised by Australian filmmakers?
The main concern is that these changes make it more expensive and harder to fund feature films, and is really sidelining them in preference for longer form programming, so things like TV series, multi-part movies and things that we are more familiar with watching on television. The idea is that with more audiences tuning into streaming, this is the kind of product that we're watching a lot more of and that streamers are more likely to buy. But the reality is that streamers aren't really picking up Australian product anyway. So we're making it harder to make films, giving them less opportunities to screen those films, and not really providing a viable alternative for how these filmmakers and screen professionals can be really entering into the marketplace.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought, sort of diverting more and more towards streaming services, because I think it is certainly arguable that a lot more people are accessing content through these services. Some of these services are doing quite amazing things in terms of what they're producing. But when it comes to cultural content or content that is uniquely Australian, is there sort of an issue with kind of rectifying the two of those impulses, producing Australian content but also producing for streaming services?
Absolutely. I mean, we're lucky in Australia, we've got Stan, which does have an interest in catering to an Australian market because it only screens, really only transmits to Australians. But when you look at the really big players like Amazon and like Netflix, these are platforms that are catering to a global audience. So they really are interested in what's going to sell to millions of people around the world, which puts an emphasis on kind of universal stories. You can have a little bit of local character that gives it a bit of specificity. So, you know, the way that we like to watch UK crime dramas or Nordic crime or these kinds of things that put a local spin on a fairly universal genre of crime. Streaming services are interested in that kind of universal approach rather than something that's going to have cultural meaning and importance to an Australian audience.
Yeah, I guess that would be my chief concern, that just generally speaking, we are becoming more and more monocultural. When we look at the content that is going to be produced here in Australia, are we likely to see more, just generally speaking, more being put into the industry itself? Are we likely to see more being produced, even if we are losing some of that cultural value?
Not necessarily. There is a real risk that we're going to become just a space where we're servicing international production. So earlier this year, the government gave another $400 million. To put that $53 million into perspective, the government allocated $400 million to support bringing big international productions to Australia. So we might be making more content, but you're not necessarily helping the creatives in Australia. So yes, there's lots of people who'll be working on making films, but the script writers, the producers, the directors aren't necessarily going to be coming up with those stories themselves, and developing that ability to tell Australian stories and to tell stories that are then also going to be of interest to the rest of the world. You know, we can think of some of our really well-known directors and screenwriters who have made it really big in the US and around the world. They got that experience, and they became the wonderful filmmakers they were by working in a local industry that was supportive. So we really risk sort of cutting ourselves off at the knees by not supporting telling local stories.
I guess this is, it is so difficult to reduce art down to stats and figures, and I guess that is kind of what we might be seeing here with the coalition government. Kirsten, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time on this one.
Thanks a lot, Sean.